The partnerships are a way to develop infrastructure, transportation, or other similar projects when a local government doesn't want to go through the process alone. The partnership brings in a private sector company, and between the two, a contract is formed and the project gets underway. The bill's sponsor, Representative Greg Stube of Sarasota, says it sets up statewide guidelines to make the process easier and more attractive.
And I think this is really how a lot of our infrastructure needs in the state of Florida are going to start to be having done, because a lot of these local governments don't have a lot of money to do this. So to have private money come in and invest in a project to be able to fund a local need, I think, is the way to go.
Some of the guidelines included in the bill direct how local governments deal with project proposals. They also help determine if the project has a good purpose and what's included in different types of agreements. But Representative Eddie Gonzalez of Hialeah Gardens saw a way statewide guidelines could actually hinder what's already being done.
I believe the value of this bill is that it creates process which will guide local governments through the public-private partnership process, as if they're unfamiliar with it or don't want to create one for themselves. Many local governments are already doing private-public partnerships. I feel the process creating this legislation is burdensome with the proceedings on some of these deals.
Gonzalez did have an amendment so existing local partnership ordinances wouldn't have to use new guidelines, but withdrew it before it went to vote. The Florida League of Cities raised similar concerns, but both it and Gonzalez planned on just hashing out the fine details with Stube. And speaking of improvements,
it also creates a task force to be involved for 1 year to develop those guidelines and then give those recommendations to the legislature after a year.
Basically, Stube is saying here for the first year, along with guidelines in effect, there'll be a task force. And if the task force sees a way to improve, next year he'll possibly be back with another bill to amend and improve the existing guidelines. For WFSU-FM, I'm Thomas Andrew Gustafson.